This is House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. You know, we've just come through the Christmas season. We've thought about Jesus in the manger, but there's so much more to the story.
See him in a manger laid, sent to earth, sin's price to pay. He's my Savior. My Savior, see him stand in Pilate's hall, see him take the blame for all. He's my Savior, he's my Savior,
he's my Savior, because he led for me. He's my Savior, because he died in agony. He's my Savior, because he rose in victory, and he will always be my Savior.
Savior, he's my Savior. See him hang in open shame on a cross that bears my name. He's my Savior, he's my Savior,
he's my Savior.
Well, we tend to expect too little from God. We tend to imagine that he's angry with us and that he carries a grudge and refuses to give us a second chance. Well, that's not the God of the Bible, and it's certainly not Jesus.
Jesus' feet were growing weary as he journeyed on his way. So he rested at a wellside, a comfort in the heat of day. There he waited for a woman, black with sin and bound for hell. When she arrived, he plainly told her, what you need's not in the well. And he's still waiting by the well, and he's holding out his hand. If you drink this living water, again. He's been waiting by the wellside.
Says this man changed her forever, and if you need hope, you can find it here.
And he's still waiting by the well, and he's holding out his hand. If you'll drink this living water, you won't have to thirst again.
He's been
waiting by the well side.
Quite a few years ago, Pastor Ron shared this message on second chances, and it really inspired this program this morning. Here he is, Pastor Ron.
Second chance. And I think probably the most famous second chance of all is Peter. Peter, the fella who, when Jesus needed him most, said, "I don't even know the man." Peter had stood up very bravely. And he said, "These other disciples here, these yahoos, they're going to all turn away from you. They might do that, but I never will. I'll always be there for you, Jesus." But then around that fire that night, when they were questioning Jesus, three times Peter denied that he even knew Jesus. He even cussed, and when he was cussing, he looks up and he sees Jesus looking down at him, and he hears the rooster crow, and he remembers the words of Jesus, "When the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times." And it says, Peter went out and wept bitterly. And he was living with that shame when Jesus was crucified. Peter was living with that shame even when Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And he was still living with that shame until one day he was out fishing on the Sea of Galilee. And he and his friends had been out there fishing. They hadn't caught a thing. They were fishermen. But they have about the same kind of luck fishing as I do. They hadn't caught a thing. And then they heard the voice of the one along the shore saying, "My friends, have you caught any fish?" And they answered, "No, we haven't." And they realized who it was, and Peter jumped out of the boat and he swam to shore, longing to be reconciled with his Savior. And Jesus had a fire going there. That's symbolic. Because where had Peter denied Jesus three times? Around a fire. And there around that fire, Jesus looked at Peter and he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, Jesus, I love you." But Jesus wasn't satisfied with that. And he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, Jesus, I love you." And again, and I think it peeved Peter a little bit, that Jesus would ask him for the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, I love you." And then I think it must have dawned on Peter. Three times he had said, "I don't know the man." But now, Jesus, the one who gives you the second chance, gives Peter the chance to declare his love for Jesus three times. We serve a God of a second chance. And I, for one, am enormously grateful for that. Our sins can never be greater than the grace of God. Our failure can never be greater than the love of God. We can never mess up so badly that God cannot fix it up. The gospel is often referred to as the gospel of the second chance, because no matter how jaded your past may be, there is forgiveness offered in Jesus Christ, who stands not only ready to forgive, but also ready to restore.
I hope you too have discovered the embrace of grace offered through the completed work of Jesus Christ. This is House of Praise Radio, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller. We'll see you next time on House of Praise.
I thought I had my bases covered. My destiny was in control. But I could see I'd never reach perfection the day I hit a slick spot in the road. After that I thought my life was over, but Jesus had a different point of view. All I did was confess, and Jesus did the rest. Thank God I've been released and made brand new.